On the show today, we have Glatt Consulting's Tom Glatt and Matt Grivas giving us the latest quarterly credit union health score update, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're getting a pulse of the industry from Mr. Thomas Glatt and Mr. Matt Griffiths from Glatt Consulting. Tom, Matt, how are you guys?
We're good.
Doing great.
Great. Thanks.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Everyone have a great, safe, and fun 4th of July?
Yeah. All fingers are intact. So.
Good to know.
You never know.
Very important these days. Very important indeed. All right, guys. Well, glad you guys had a great holiday, and we're talking about we have you guys on every quarter talking about the credit union health score update, and Tom, we've been talking about this, you know, for I don't know how many years now, and then Matt, you've recently joined in the fray, so always glad to have your take on it as well. But we've had quite a run since we started doing this, Tom, and so what's the latest score and what are some trends that we're seeing? And then Matt, you can dive in whenever you like as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll summarize it this way. We hit the industry hit the 21st straight quarter.
And there's your thunderstorm.
For good measure. 21st straight quarter of improved score. So I'm just going to my numbers here. In the first quarter, we had a score of 6.041, which is, I think, one of the highest scores we've ever had. And again, 21 straight quarters of year-over-year score improvement. One of the things too we'll mention is that, you know, we score 17 component scores, and for those viewers of yours that haven't seen one of these in the past, we have 17 components that make up our health score. We cover the categories such as capital and earnings, growth, productivity, or member relationships, if you will, and liquidity. And 12 of the 17 components that make up that score saw a year-over-year score improvement. So, you know, bottom line is the industry is on or continues its historic march to strength improvement, vitality for the industry. Now, that said, we do see a couple of interesting issues that we think we'll watch out for over the coming year or two. First, we see some softness in growth, in particular operating growth, in particular loan and membership growth scores. And then we're seeing a little bit of softness, some interesting changes in operating expense score. So again, something we can dig into today, but we'll definitely be watching those things over the next couple of years.
Sounds good. All right, Matt, what's your take on all this? What's the what do you have from your perspective?
Well, you know, I think it, like Tom said, the continued strength. There were a couple signs of maybe some potential weakness, and you keep in mind that these scores are. These statistics are 3 months old when they come out.
Right.
You know, so we're really looking at month-old data. So I think it is worth looking at some of the criteria that is showing some weakness, and just keeping an eye on that going forward. That even though everything appears to be doing really well, things like loan growth being down and operating expenses, which I know we'll touch on in a little bit, increasing, they bear watching right now, despite the strength. You know, you don't want to get caught up too much in all the numbers and how great they look. I like to take a critical eye and try to see the storms on the horizon.
Ah, nice. I like that. No pun intended. In Tom's neck of the woods. So, I mean, we've had, I don't know how many years or even like you said, Tom, I mean, we have 21 quarters of success. I mean, it's bound to happen that we're going to have a blip or a downturn at some point. It's everything cyclical in this economic world. And it sounds like, is this where we're headed, Tom? Is this kind of a slight downward trend we're going to experience that because of auto lending's down, lending in general, that type of stuff? I mean, but still things are fairly healthy, right?
Yeah, they are. So we'll touch on both the operating expense side because there's some interesting things that we think credit unions should watch out for. And I'll save that for Matt, but I'll speak to the loan and membership growth issue. Yes, the industry has done well in growing loans, but the softness we've seen, we think, comes from a couple different sources that we need to, again, we just need to think about. One is when you think about membership growth and the relationship of membership growth to loan growth, you have to appreciate what it is that's feeding membership growth that allows us to get loan growth, particularly in pockets of membership that we haven't served before.
Right.
So one of our hypotheses is with regard to loan growth, particularly on the car loan side, is that we're seeing some credit unions. Well, let's put it this way. We're seeing some softness in the indirect loan market. Softness in a couple ways. One, we're seeing a declining growth rate in loans added to the books for indirect car loans. And I've got the numbers here. Let me tack those real quick. Just to give you an example, from 2016 to 2017, just looking at first quarter balance sheet figures, there was a 17% growth in outstanding indirect loans, total number of loans. And then that went to 14% growth from 2017 to 2018. And then this past year, 2018 to 2019, went to 11.6% growth. So indirect is one of those channels that credit unions have been using over the last few years to drive membership growth. And as you see softness in that marketplace, it stands to reason that you'd be seeing softness in the membership growth figures as well. So both of those scores had some negative year-over-year change. So I kind of think that the indirect piece is stemming from two things. One, you know, we have seen some interest rates increasing for consumer auto loans as a result of the Fed action over the last year. That certainly is going to have an impact. Anytime rates rise will have an impact to some extent on demand. But we're also seeing, this is more anecdotal and you won't find it in the actual data necessarily, but we have had conversations with clients that are saying, look, our strategies are different. We're pulling back from indirect loans, or we're lessening our exposure to indirect loans. So I think there's some bit of intentional strategy here to kind of look at the indirect side with a cast, a suspicious eye, maybe for risk management purposes. But the combined factor, again, we think is going to impact membership growth going forward. Mortgage loans, we've seen a decline in mortgage loans. Mortgage loans for me aren't really the membership driver. You know, they're definitely a loan growth driver because you're adding huge dollars there with every mortgage loan you add. But they're mainly serving existing members. It's not like indirect loans and that funnel of new membership. So we think we'll see continued softness in the growth scores there, particularly for membership and loan growth. And that may well drive down the overarching health score and break that streak we're in. A lot of it depends on some things like operating expenses, which I think we've got some perspective on.
Yeah, let's hear from you, Matt. Let's talk about operating expenses. What's going on in that neck of the woods?
Right. Thanks. The the expense ratio is one of the five criteria that actually went down this quarter. So, you know, we dove in and took a look at it, and there were really two drivers of that. So what we're talking about here are expenses. The rise in expenses outpaced the increase in total assets, which would drive the lower ratio.
Right.
The two main drivers in there, the lion's share of that expense is compensation and benefits. And that category alone went up 7.5% on a year-over-year, quarter-over-quarter basis. And along with that, the office operations, which is the second biggest chunk, went up almost 7.8%.
Wow.
To compare that, the assets increased quarter-over-quarter 6.3%.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That's not an insignificant change.
Right.
Just to give, you know, your viewers some perspective, compensation benefits and the office operations expenses make up about 80% of total expenses. So these are the big drivers. So, you know, it made us think, you know, with compensation, are we finally seeing growth, you know, in wages tied to perhaps a tighter labor market? You know, we've been hearing so much in the news about tight labor markets, those figures have not manifested themselves in increased expenses thus far. Is that coming? I don't know. You know, one quarter is too little to really see that. However, if that comes, it will have a major impact on the overall expenses.
Yeah,
so,
I can,
you know,
totally see that.
To keep an eye on strategies to manage that, you know, that could vary by location and membership and all of that. But being that it's such a large driver, I really think people should, you know, keep a close eye on that. And I'm sure all managers are. But we, you know, diving into the figures, we could see that.
I totally get that for sure. And yeah, like you said, the tight labor market, I mean, salaries go up just because, I mean, it's like, what's it, a buyer's market, would you say, for employees? You know, they can kind of pick and choose where they want to go because of the demand right now. Great for employees, not so great for the companies out there. So
Right, exactly. It's a conflicting statistics. All of us, you know, you see that it's great and the overall societal benefits and et cetera. But as we look at it from a financial management perspective. It creates challenges that have to be managed.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. Definitely something to look at for sure. And like you said, I'm sure folks are keeping a close eye on this. All right. Each time we talk, we've recently begun talking about quarterly stars, Tom. Mm-hmm. So some credit unions that are doing some exceptional things out there. They're not even necessarily the billion-dollar credit unions. They could be the ones that are in the 100 million range or the 50 million. But so what are a couple of stars out there? Any examples to provide sure. this time around?
Yeah, we've got a couple. I did want to, let me just take 1 second to say something about the operating expenses real quick. We also saw that the two items that Matt mentioned are absolutely drivers of operating expense increases, but we're also seeing a slight increase in marketing expense. So credit unions are shifting some dollars, more dollars than they have been into marketing, but it's a tiny fraction of what we spend in office operations expense and compensation benefits. So, you kind of look at what we're trying to do as an industry in terms of growth with the Open Your Eyes campaign have you. It may be an uphill battle to gain some serious traction with efforts like that because we're not spending enough on marketing. Case in point, I think SoFi spends about $700 plus to get one, what they call member, but we in our industry spend about $300. Wow. So there's a huge difference there. Yeah. But those, let me get to your question now. The stars, the ones that seem to be finding their way forward consistently would be Little Rock Fire Department. They're the top spot in the first quarter. And I know we've talked about them before. They're about $13 million in total assets. Obviously based in Little Rock, Arkansas. They've got a pure field of membership. They scored 9.058. So again, the industry is a little over six. Mm-hmm. They're far outpacing the industry.
Right on.
The beauty of an LRFD, Little Rock Fire Department, is they've got a membership that's contained. They know who it is. They can kind of reach out and engage with them. Mm-hmm. They know the trends that are affecting and influencing member behavior, and they can sort of anticipate them and react accordingly. So they do very well with that tight, constrained membership. On the flip side of that would be Eastman Credit Union. They're our highest scoring billion-dollar plus credit union in the first quarter. $1 billion, they got $4.8 billion in assets to raise the $13 million in assets of an LRFD. They scored 8.53.
Okay.
And their membership is quite open relative to the closed-in nature of LRFD. So they've done very well at not only tapping into sort of the community boundaries they have, the geographic boundaries, but they've got some elements in their membership, like healthcare, that apparently allow them to reach out beyond some of the geographic limitations to support people in unique fields of unique occupations.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got sort of this community-based strategy, and then they've got the seg-based or marketplace-based strategy. So they're segmenting very well, and I think that segmentation, very similar to LRFD, allows them to focus tightly on the membership that they're chartered to serve, and grow more broadly and deeply in that membership base. And it's credit unions like these, I think, that sort of buck that trend of increasing operating expenses where you don't have the complementary growth in membership and assets.
It's almost like serving a very specific niche. The more niche you are and how you can perfect it, the more successful you're going to be. And it sounds like, the Little Rock, Arkansas Federal Fire Department, it sounds like a perfect example of that. They know their market, they know their niche, they know their seg, so they're really going to leverage it. And it sounds like that's what's happening there. So it's really kind of cool to see.
Well, and I'll say this, not to bring CU Broadcast and the scrum of bank credit union fights and whatnot, but why not? We've got a microphone here right in front of us. You know, the argument is often that the bigger credit unions need because they don't operate like. And I don't think that's true. You look at Eastman, and yes, the boundaries of their field of membership do not, they sort of defy the classic definition, if you think LRFD is the classic definition of who a credit union is supposed to serve.
Right.
However, even with the diversity in their membership base, they serve those people well, to your point. They know them just as well as LRFD knows its membership. And to me, to be able to know a member and respond well with the right product and service mix at the right price is definitely fulfilling the credit union mission and mandate.
And that could kind of keep, and going to Matt's points about the operational expenses, that could kind of keep your operational expenses in check, so to speak, because you really know how to target those people, you know what technologies they want, so you can manage that, all those types of costs. I think the only X factor would be the talent, right, Matt? I mean, bringing in top talent.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the right assessment. Your core competency maybe is higher when you're more kind of laser focused. But then again, like we talked about with the compensation and benefits, these are going to be industry-wide challenges. Mm-hmm. They're also, while they're industry-wide, they're probably regional variations as well. You know, not every regional economy is doing the same. So it'll vary a lot by location, okay, and therefore I think also probably by field of membership too.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But I agree with your assessment. I think, you know, the more kind of tightly focused you are, it lends itself that you would probably perform maybe more efficiently.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The efficiency was the word I was looking for. So yeah. All right, guys, anything else to add here? I mean, this is always some great numbers that you guys provide, because I mean, like you said, Tom, at the top, I mean, you guys are what, 17 categories or 17 elements of or items of the industry. So it's very comprehensive. You guys look at everything. You turn over under every rock and all that type of stuff. So it's really cool how comprehensive this this report is each quarter. So good job, gentlemen. So anything else to kind of wrap up? I mean, any theme that we're seeing here, anything like that?
You know, one more thing I'll add is every quarter, depending on what number is moving or changing at the moment, generates some complaints and questions about our score. And this quarter is definitely one of those. Back in the recession, it had to do with loan growth and how it was misreporting, underreporting, or not factoring in loan participations or loan sales.
Right, right.
So we used to get hammered a lot because, you know, credit unions with high loan growth were selling off loans and they were going, hey, we're getting a lower score here. We think you should change your metric. And my argument was always, well, you're getting higher returns, so your offset in the score is being seen in strength over here where other credit unions might not have that kind of strength.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I think we touched on it last quarter, but credit unions are definitely managing down cash. So our scores look at cash and they look at share accounts,
mm-hmm,
cash to assets, and this is not the time to be holding on to cash. So credit unions are getting lower scores for cash, and we've had a few conversations this past quarter about the failure of our score to accommodate, and we've even had suggestions for what score should be as a result of the person's own assessment of their strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but again, look at what you're doing with that cash. So if you're changing your strategies and you're seeing benefits elsewhere, then, you know, bottom line is you're going to have a higher overarching health score. So this quarter, it's cash and short-term investments. I'll tell you what the biggest complaint is next quarter.
Okay. Sit on pins and needles. Matt, I'll give you the final word here. Any final thoughts here?
Yeah, you know, I think just to sum it up, the industry still looks in great shape.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's lagging. These figures are a few months behind. I think they bear watching. There's just a couple of statistics to see. If they repeat themselves in the coming quarters, it's a different conversation.
Yeah, you're right.
But for now, things continue to look good.
All righty, guys. Well, on that, we will sit on pins and needles and wait for the next quarter news and any complaints, like you said, Tom. So anyway, we appreciate the work that you guys do. It's really, again, I think it's a really super comprehensive look at what the industry is doing each quarter. So we always appreciate you guys coming on and sharing the latest and greatest. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, we too.
Appreciate the time.
Well,
Tom, stay clear of those thunderstorms, all right? Take cover, buddy.
I'm trying.
All right, guys. Thanks again.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The time.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.